common set of truth that we all agree on. And third, we have a common purpose. Now, we are here to be built up into the structure of God. We're here to go forth with the good news and make disciples. That kind of bond surpasses any other kind of bond that you can imagine. Now, Herb went to Vietnam this past summer, and he met with pastors there that are defying their government. The government says you must be an atheist. And when Herb went there, he had to put on his application that he was coming for recreational purposes. If he put, "I'm coming to train pastors," it wouldn't come over very well. And so here you have these people, and they travel from sometimes 10, 12 hours away by foot in order to come and learn about God's word. Why would they do that? Why would they defy their government to learn more about Jesus? It's because they were Vietnamese second, and they were members of God's kingdom first. And even though they had different language and different culture, it didn't matter because we had a common bond in Jesus. And so he ends here with a couple more images. The first one is that we are a family of God. You know, we come together, and now, you know, it's not just an organization where we got a president, a vice president, this and that. We're a family. When we believe in Jesus, we're brought together into a family. The second thing that he brings up is that we are building. You know, more specifically, a certain kind of building, right? We're a temple. Built on the